Hey, Kyle.
Yeah?
Where's Bri?
F*** Bri.
I'm on the island, baby.
I don't know what that
it's
was.
It's a joke.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all I want.
I have no idea what's going on.
Oh, Bri, you're here. You didn't hear me. You didn't hear me say that, did you?
I can't see mad at you.
Yes.
Now, when you look in those big, beautiful doe eyes.
My girlish charm wins again. Once again, I say,
This may appear to be only monkey business, but in reality, it's very serious, ladies.
Zero Issues Comic Podcast. Zero Issues Comic Podcast.
Excelsior!
Hey, so welcome to a special San Diego Comic-Con episode. We're only halfway through actual San Diego Comic-Con, but what we're going to do is just, we're going to, all news and info and trailers and all the stuff that's come out.
There's going to be...
And controversies.
There's going to be a butt ton of news. There's going to be so much that, I don't know, you guys like news, and I'm always a little lazy on the news, so if it gets to be too much news, I'm just going to, like, make a loud buzzer sound.
Yeah,
that's fair.
If we've hit the limit, just buzzer.
I feel like we're safe because like Sunday news, you're saving news for Sunday. Who cares? Yeah.
Oh yeah. Wow, there's a new season of The Simpsons.
Why?
I'm Merc.
I'm Kyle.
I'm Bri.
Oh, Bri is.
He's Bri.
Bri is eating that mic tonight. Bri was in a mic eating contest and won.
He's been stuck on an island for so long.
So hungry.
And then the rest of the episode, I should just be like, just distant, because I ate my mic. I got no mic.
Hey, guys, can I borrow a mic?
We only had the three. You don't get a mic now. Oh.
So, San Diego, we've seen several trailers come out so far.
Oh, boy, have we.
Yeah. I've actually been pretty happy.
Yeah, I'm...
Overall, I haven't seen anything that sucked my balls.
Not...
Metaphorically.
Speaking. Metaphorically, yes. Speaking. Literally, well, what's up?
Shazam me!
Too gross. Shazam and DC in particular. As of the time we're recording this, nothing much for Marvel at all, but that might still be yet to come. But DC coming out swinging.
Totally.
Shazam looks really fun.
Totally looks fun.
Like, it looks what I was really hoping for. Like, I was really hoping they'd just sort of embrace, like, that little kid, like, just joyous energy.
Yeah,
it
was,
and
like, charging people's phones.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Well, like, the part where even my wife was watching it, she's like just, I'm a superhero. Like, just stupid little sayings, and she's laughing, and I'm like, she doesn't know the context or whatever, but it's still fun, and it's...
He's just an excited kid.
Yeah.
He doesn't really know what he's doing, but he's trying his best.
Yeah.
That's very charming.
The only weird thing, I still find the costume weird on him. It just looks like such a big fake body. I don't know.
Is it padded? Like,
it's got it. There's no way that's his real body.
I'm sure he beefed it up
a bit.
Oh, for sure.
It's like his head looks inordinately small compared to his body.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
Look, a lot of us have that problem. Not me.
That was the main thing. When they first announced Zachary Levi as Shazam.
Yeah.
I guess I still want to call him Captain Marvel, but Shazam. I like Zachary Levi a lot. I think he's like a charming guy. I think he's a good actor. And but I just didn't. I was just like, I don't really know if that's gonna work out, because you're used to, like, again, the big red. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're used to you know.
You need like someone with a bigger head.
Yeah.
Well, I thought
for a while
with a bigger frame, like a John Hamm with a big dumb smile.
Always with the John Hamm. Everyone's always with the John Hamm.
But they're always like, oh, Batman.
Yeah, exactly.
But I was, because they cast ages ago, The Rock.
Yeah.
As Black Adam.
Yeah.
But I was like, in my head, I was just like, no, do him, he should be Shazam. He should be like the ultimate, like, you know, the kid's like, oh, he turns into like a superhero. He'd be like a kid would want to be The Rock and just The Rock being just goofy.
Yeah.
Which would have been great.
He can
but,
play that very well.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, he's very good at comedy.
He's got huge range. He can do heel, he can do face.
He can turn left, he can turn right.
And there's nothing in between, so you don't even got to worry about that.
No, I mean, what even is that? What would that look like?
Oh, it's ridiculous.
Gosh, that's a heck of a load for you to carry around all these years. How does it make you feel?
It doesn't matter how it makes you feel.
But I will say, yeah, that trailer, like, 100% convinced. He was so, yeah, he was very charming, very, like, I'm down for this.
Yeah.
Like, really down for this.
Okay, Aquaman.
Yeah, I'm not 100% sure what to think yet.
Yeah, I think it looked cool, but Aquaman was still being DC movie universe Aquaman.
Yeah. Oh, well,
this underwater kingdom is badass. Come on. And, other thing I noticed, these trailers, they really like showcasing their bullies. How do we sympathize with this character? Yeah. Oh, there's bullies.
Yeah.
Oh, everybody likes a bully.
That's true.
Stuff about it, like the visuals and stuff, like Atlantis looked really cool.
Atlantis did look good. It looked Black Manta.
Yes.
It looked great.
Yeah. Like straight out of the...
That was absolutely perfect. That was right out of the cartoon.
They put a post... They had like a poster with all the characters and stuff that they released a couple days prior to this coming out. And like Ocean Master with the helmet and everything. It looks so comic booky. Like it looks bang on from the comics. Mm-hmm. Like they didn't try to gritify anything or try to like make things more
realistic.
Well,
even seeing... what's her name? Mira.
Yeah.
She is like glowingly bright in color in like the green suit and the red
hair
and looks like straight out of the comic.
They're not trying to like tone it down. Like they're making up for all the desaturation.
There's no Snyder.
It's like the saturation knob goes the other direction.
What does this Snyder button do?
Yeah. Bloop. Yep. Turn that off and colors. Yeah.
Oh God.
What is that?
But again, like having that, like it's almost like it feels more like something like you have like other worlds in like say the Guardians movies and you have like Wakanda and stuff having being like something just like amazing to look at. It looks along those lines, just like something not even trying to be down to earth or relatable, just go completely over the top. Like they had like the crab monsters and like they're like fighting, they're flying their like giant like swordfish and stuff
around.
I'm like,
this is relatable thing is ridiculously bad idea.
Yeah.
In these movies, like, why would you want to do that?
It's literally like it's Atlantis and all of this stuff. Like he's like talking to fish and there's all these like you know like aquatic creatures and stuff like that. Like just go crazy, have all the fun you can. And that part of it looks pretty promising. There were some shots, weirdly enough, like the ones you'd had some things where the special effects were like, we'll see how that actually turns out. Yeah. But it's an early trailer, so who knew though that like I'm like two DC movies coming out. I'm just like I'm pretty into it.
Okay, should we talk the Titans thing?
Oh yeah, let's go the other direction. Yeah,
let's go the other direction.
Trailers for things we are not especially excited for.
I you know what, I'm still open to it.
I'll give anything a chance.
And you know what, I saw a lot of people like just slamming it online, and I'm like, okay, whatever. It's like one you got it's just a peek. Watch the show, and if you don't like it, that's fine. But one of them was like, what? Raven's like some dark, moody girl? I'm like,
yes!
Why yes? Like,
that's even true on the cartoon.
Yeah, like in every incarnation.
In what thing in the past 30 years has Raven not been a dark, moody girl?
Yeah, exactly.
Kind of her whole jam, but
Wait, you're saying Zatanna does magic?
Yeah. I did like...
What happened to Batman's parents? When did this happen?
Wolverine drinks beer?
What?
Yeah. Some parts of it I'm kind of... Again, like, Raven looked fine. They had some... People were kind of beating up on the costumes a bit, but, I mean, like, you didn't see that much of them.
Yeah.
But, I mean, like, they had that one shot of Beast Boy jumping, and he's like, oh, yeah, he's Beast Boy. He's, like, green, and he's got, like, the red and white kind of outfit, and he's jumping through the air, and I'm just like, that looked pretty good. That,
I think it was the same dude that commented on the Raven thing, was like, well, we gotta wait for... like an X trailer to see like Changeling isn't actually going to change, and Raven's like some dark moody girl. I'm like, what?
Well, it's like a teaser.
It's like you're seeing 3 seconds if that. Like, they don't show you. Here's the plot sent to your house personally because you're that special.
Yeah, Derek. A lot of
Derek. Yeah,
and I mean, obviously, a lot of the talk was just about that one. That one line, that one Robin line.
That one line that, I mean, like, they chose to put that in the trailer.
They did.
Yes, and I think, and I was actually, who was it, Jeff Johns, I believe, was explaining it later on during a panel and said, we deliberately chose to put that, like, in the show and in the trailer because we want to show that it is, it's not all that, but it does have a little of that side, which I'm totally fine with. It's like having a Netflix It's like Daredevil.
Yeah.
Or whatever. And it's...
Was Robin killing people though?
It looked like
it was cut pretty quickly. Like there was one thing where I couldn't tell if it was like one of the thugs was shooting people or if like Robin was shooting people, which that would be terrible.
Well, but you don't know the story.
Well,
I suppose. There's been enough Robins that there's a Robin actually hurting people. I believe there's precedent.
Listen, Jason Todd, 100% down for that. That makes perfect sense. This is Dick Grayson. He's a very good boy.
But then at the same time, it
almost looks like what he's doing in the show is he might be working as a cop.
Yeah, which has a lot of precedence. Yeah, that's a Nightwing thing, right? Yeah. So I don't know. But again, the way it's cut, you don't really know for sure. Obviously, I'm sure what they're doing is he's like, you know, Robin is having a bad time and he's just got all the edges in the world, and then he joins a team, and then
he's got all the edges.
Yeah, he's edgy as hell. He's got so many edges.
Yeah.
I got a big bag of edges.
He's going.
He's on the Nintendo 64. He's so edgy.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh man, those are. You need some more polygons, my friend.
smooth you out because you are an odd job right now. And do you know what they say? No odd job.
But
slappers only.
he's salty, he's cussing, but I imagine the whole gonna have an arc, like he's gonna start there and he's gonna, you know,
he's obviously breaking off from the bat.
Yeah, and he's having a whole rough time of it, and then I'm sure he'll become Nightwing in the season, and then he'll potentially get a little less edgetastic. So that's fine.
Or more.
Yeah.
Can they get more edges?
He's just stabbing eyes all over the place.
Like a super shredder.
Why did the mutagen make? Never mind. Another time.
Not that there was actual footage shown or a trailer or anything. Well, there was footage shown, but not to us. Nobody else can see it.
No.
Wonder Woman 1984 had some footage aired. Apparently,
mm-hmm.
Nothing like that was spoilerific. Nobody could actually tell really what was going on, but it was enough to just kind of hints and stuff. One little blurb that I did get out of it: I was reading on the site Polygon. They had an article on the Wonder Woman thing, and like it is set in 1984, and in there they had a little article with it. How does the movie, and this is what they said, how does the movie bring Diana back to a world that 30 years in the future is unaware of the heroine? Which is a fair question. Like, how do you do that in 84?
Right.
And then all of a sudden, later on when she's appeared in Norton, regular time, nobody knows. But then they follow it up with, how will Steve Rogers come back to life after going down with his plane?
Bom, bom. I mean, not inaccurate.
Let me.
Hey, listen, they're both Steve's and Chris's, so that's fine.
Both went down with a plane.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah.
They're so similar in so many ways.
Yeah.
What a bunch.
I had to look at that for a second, and it was one of those, it was a clickable link on that phrase. So I clicked it, went to like, oh, Steve Trevor, you mean, and Chris Putt. Right.
Or unless, again, there's something we weren't privy to. And like, literally...
Yeah, it's the massive crossover.
Literally, Captain America shows up. It's like, don't worry, man. We're getting you out of here. You're the only one with long-term potential. Come on.
It's 1984, and he's there going, you can stay at my place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We won't do anything.
Yeah.
Look, you're made of clay. I'm a 100-year-old virgin.
I smell sitcom.
Yeah.
One's made of clay. The okay.
The odd super couple. What
Steve
else?
Steve is so tidy. Diane is so messy. Dharma and Greg.
Finally.
Young Justice Outsiders.
Yes. Oh yeah.
Yeah. I'm pretty excited.
Yeah.
Welcome. Nice. Welcome to the train.
Yeah.
We're on a train and ride it.
I clicked it and I was like, ooh, there's a trailer. And then it starts and it's like,
there's a lot of
2-3 minute lead up or whatever of season two.
It felt like it.
And I'm like, what is going on? Mm. I'm like, this is just season two. I'm like, is my memory that bad? I don't know what's like, it's I've seen all this. Did I just go and travel in time? But yeah, then they get to the actual stuff. And there is a ton.
Oh, yeah.
a ton of extra like people.
Crazy massive.
Yeah, there's a lot of like people
guys,
popping
this
up.
This is the one that I haven't watched yet.
How long is this season going to be? Because I'm like, how are you going to juggle
like,
all this?
It's going to be like every episode has at least one or two.
Because they have like, again, Outsiders. Times. You have like Apocalypse. You have like all sorts of stuff in this. We're just like, whoa, okay then? And I mean,
Apocalypse, Vandal Savage. There was like Shazam. And did I see Wonder Woman? Like, I'm not even sure who some of them were that I just saw. Like,
well, I mean, you saw some Justice League. Like, you saw like Batman and the Flash. Yeah. Like, they always have them around to some capacity.
Screw you guys. I'm just going
to
watch it now. You keep talking. Whoa! I'm not going to.
No, you can't.
No, that's fine.
No, that's fine.
No, it's fine.
I'm going to hate you guys. since that's going to be on the DC streaming thing.
Yes.
Also announced is Geoff Johns' Stargirl live action.
Really? What?
Yeah, which I'm...
What?
I'm weirdly surprised at. I'm like, of all the characters...
Like live action TV on the streaming thing?
On the streaming, yeah.
You know, they did...
Like, why is Stargirl? She seems like one of the least interesting characters. Maybe it's just me. I don't find her that interesting of a character. Yeah. Like, there's a lot more to pick from that you...
They had the comic, well, they wasn't it like Stars and Stripe or something? Was that Stargirl? And then you had... Or was that something else? Where they had like the guy in like the mech suit that was like Stripe.
Yes.
Yeah. So, I mean, if they're going to do that, that could be pretty fun.
Not that it can't be fun. It seems like a weird starting point.
Yeah, maybe.
Although it's Geoff Johns, and Geoff Johns created Stargirl.
Yeah, no, so and also...
Might play into that.
He did base also the character on his late sister, I'm pretty sure, very strongly. Okay. Which so there's obviously probably huge sentiment in wanting to kind of honor her.
Yeah.
And frankly, I mean, like, you know, you're dealing with Titans look like it's going to be on the darker side, and you have Doom Patrol, which, if anything, should be on the darker side a little bit, and then you got, like, Swamp Thing, and...
Yeah.
So, I mean, you can have something a little more lighthearted, fun, kind of...
I am not saying it's not... It seems like a weird, slightly left field. Like, not weirdly left field, but I'm just like, oh, I audibly did an oh.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, really? Huh? You think so?
We'll see what happens there.
Okay.
I there was a Stargirl did show up in like a minor role in like Legends of Tomorrow or something like that. Oh, but I imagine there probably would be no connection.
No.
They're just let's have a thousand different distinct universes running at the same time because
that's DC.
Also announced Star Wars Clone Wars. One more season will be on the Disney stream.
Yeah, I'm getting like puzzled looks, but
you've never spoken of this.
Another season of Clone Wars?
Yeah.
Oh, that's actually interesting.
Yeah, like they wanted to, they never got to like finish the story. Like they wanted like one more little season to finish the story, and it just didn't happen. And now it's happening. And I'm like number one prequel hater over here. I mean, sorry. Yep. But Clone Wars, I love Clone Wars.
Yeah, it actually makes a lot of the stuff a lot more interesting.
Clone Wars, like as far as I'm concerned, I'm just like, pretend those movies don't exist, but Clone Wars fills it in perfectly.
Hmm.
So they had a teaser, like a minute teaser basically saying
I didn't see the
coming.
Teaser, but yeah.
There wasn't much to it. It was sort of showing a lot of, mainly half of it, like it was just sort of a symbolic thing where they had like a bunch of clone helmets and then like a bomb and then they all blow up and then you see Anakin and Obi-Wan,
making out.
Yeah, making out. Just totally just going at it.
Oh, I love your beard.
They're sort of overseeing like, you know, kind of like a big fleet.
Of beards.
For going to a battle or something like that. And they look, I guess they're wearing like the costumes they had in whatever the last movie was, Revenge of the Sith.
Yeah.
And, you know, they walk up and then there's like a hologram of Ahsoka. Who like turns around and says it's been a long time, Master, and basically that's all it is.
Oh, okay.
But they looked, like it looks, you know, same style and everything, but it looks solid. Anakin weirdly looks kind of in the from what I could tell, he looks like older.
He hit animated puberty.
Yeah, but it's like, you know, no, but it, like he had some like wrinkles and a little more definition.
I'm
to
drawn
him.
Awkwardly,
as in like the war's gone on a while, which is like I like that because I mean, you know. Hayden Christensen in like the episode 3 or whatever just looked like still just like a shitty 20 something. At that point in his life, he should be a little more, you know what I mean? He should be kind of experienced at that point, which makes his turning into Vader make more sense.
Yeah.
So I'm just, again, I'm just perfectly happy to just follow that cartoon and pretend nothing else happened.
Fair.
Sorry, I went off a little bit.
No, that's okay. That's fair. That is going to be on the Disney stream thing. which is like it's these streams like they're popping up all over the place.
Yeah,
I'm curious how that's gonna play out. Because the Disney stream, which and then they've threatened to take the Netflix Marvel stuff off Netflix and put it on Disney. It's strictly, and then DC stream. I actually saw a listing finally. DC stream $7.99 a month. Like that's gauging around what Netflix is. But you know what? Netflix has a shit ton of stuff.
Yeah. Yes, it's not just
DC also has unlimited comics.
Yeah, but it's if there is that. If it's comics, but like most of the people who are gonna want that are not gonna be wanting it for the comics. Like we've got five shows.
Well there is, I mean, you know, potentially maybe they're hoping that, you know, people would be curious about the shows and maybe be like, well, let's make this worthwhile and then check out the comics. And maybe that's a way to get people to check these things out. Like, but I don't know if that's going to happen.
I think these things are going to fall apart in like 4 years.
Yeah, probably. So too. Although we'd be curious.
But Young Justice is coming back, so it's all worth it.
Hey.
I'm curious. Like, I don't think it's possible. Like, on the DC one, could the DC CW stuff appear on there or that like a rights issue? If that's one thing, that at least opens up, here's a bunch of other shows.
And that's the thing, like if and I feel like DC in particular is, well, I don't know, like I guess Disney too, but is pretty well suited because I mean like Warner Brothers is owner of CW or at least partially, right?
Yeah.
So I feel like distribution should, the only issue is like international, right?
Yeah.
You don't know if it's But they generally control everything under the umbrella, so there's no reason like everything should
that
be
would
on
make
there. Like,
a lot of sense
everything.
If you put all of that in there, and then it's like, oh, if I'm paying whatever a month, I at least have access to that stuff, like whatever however many of Arrow and Supergirl.
Ideally, like literally everything. You could you could watch like your
Legends
Flash. You could watch the original stuff. You could watch Young Justice, like the Timverse. Animated
the
stuff.
The 90s Flash.
Yeah. Okay. No, like literally though.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
You could have Adam West Batman on there. You could have like the Fleischer Superman shorts. Like everything. You should have everything.
That would be smart.
Yeah, there's no reason not to.
Yeah.
Unless there's a lot of reasons.
Just, it's possible also.
Also, quick things. Buffy reboot is coming.
Right.
Whedon produced. I don't even want to get into that. Who cares? The Glass trailer.
I did not see that
yet. Did not see that yet.
I am super excited.
I only saw there was that one still of like the three characters.
Yeah,
and I won't say anything else about
it
because that itself is a spoiler. But
yeah, this is the
movie about Glass Joe from Punch Out, right?
Yeah,
finally.
God,
finally.
McAvoy's awesome.
Oh yeah,
I just, you know what? Like, and he was so good in Split.
Who knew that like friggin' Shyamalan would have a revival? Like, who knew he would just be like, oh yeah, I've just been stinking everything up for a solid 15 years.
You know
I'm
what?
Back,
and
baby.
I think people jumped on a lot of bandwagons and hated him for a lot of stuff. And he did have a couple of things that if you watched it, it was actually good. And then I don't know. I liked him a lot more than
he made the last Airbender movie.
Yeah,
so
he did have a couple of stinkers, but you know.
Yeah. But I mean, again,
you have a career.
I actually never finished Split. We watched like most of it. We were
it
with friends that like were just not into it, so we shut it off.
But I was into it.
Was into it. I was
it's
just like
watching
I was very upset
you.
That they were like, oh, let's watch something else. So we're just like, fuck, just suck it up and finish it. But I hope they don't listen to this episode.
Yeah.
They definitely aren't going to.
And it was the ongoing joke that the Split McAvoy character is Angry Bri.
It'd be like
watching a mirror.
So guess who's excited for more of that?
Yeah. Well, but that's just seeing the Glass one. Just watch it. Like I'm not going to go into any of it.
I'm going to.
Super
it's
delightful. Voltron season 7 will be the end. I don't know
season
if anybody.
Season 7?
How that,
the seasons are
they
right
just
now?
Did 6, I think.
Are you serious?
5 or 6. I'm
Holy
not even sure.
Moses.
I think I knew posted it on Twitter. Somebody posted a comparison being like, Voltron and Venture Brothers are both entering their 7th season, but it showed like the years and like Venture Brothers has been like 40 years.
Yeah. I know. They've been just
like
pumping
Voltron
out
literally like
every
like,
6 months is
a
new season. I was
new
like
season.
What?
Cuz that show only started a couple years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. How are
they And it also
seasons?
they're not
How
some
How little are they paying their animators?
Yeah. Yeah, that's the one thing.
Those weren't
words. And no. this is Avatar Last Airbender new Netflix show. They had a trailer for it.
What?
Well, the creator has a new
book. Oh,
it's not a It's not in the Avatar universe,
right? Isn't it? I thought it was. I didn't read the thing. I think it's it was one, just one in the title.
One of the creators has a new show.
Oh, maybe that's it.
Oh, okay. Because don't.
Because really, I don't give a shit about it. I literally wrote that down for you.
It's real good.
It's called The Dragon Prince. Good. It's a new animated series from one of the creators.
Oh, okay. Okay.
If you really want Avatar, there are some good Avatar comics.
That's true.
A couple of crappy things that have come out of San Diego. First one, and we talked about it kind of previously, about death threats for... Well, yeah, death threats for one of the creators of... Border Town, sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so now there's a second one, more death threats on Tom King over the Batman 50 issue, the wedding issue.
Yeah.
To the point that San Diego gave him a bodyguard. To
It might have been DC, but I'm not... Well, or maybe whoever. It was San Diego.
I think it was San Diego themselves.
They might have arranged it.
Yeah, yeah. But, yeah, because they're pissed off about... Yeah. Like,
it's so...
What's wrong with people?
No, these fictional characters are getting married. I hate it.
Yeah.
Or yeah, it's this word.
I'll kill you.
The word gets tossed around a lot, but toxic is absolutely the way thing. It's brutal. Like nothing can exist. Nothing can exist at all without just the most vicious hatred. It's comics, you guys.
It's fake.
Yeah,
it's fake. Like, you don't like it? Read the billion other comics that there are,
and like
currently or in the past.
And to be fair, a million of those are Batman comics.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Where different stuff happens.
Yeah, you know, hey, you don't like this writer, guess what? There's like 78 other writers writing Batman stories right now.
Yeah.
Like, very well-produced Batman comics. I promise you can find them. And I can sort of get there being like, not to spoil anything, but with all the build-up, it was a bit of a twist.
Yeah.
To that story, I get people being kind of, like, you know, it having a strong reaction, to say the least. Mm. For starters, Tom King has said, like, he's got, like, a 100-issue run.
Yeah, he's like, we're not even halfway into this yet.
He's, like, he's building towards something bigger. So, think of being, like, halfway through a movie and then getting furiously angry about, like...
When he tried to watch Split.
Fantastic.
Your guests tried to kill you.
You made us watch this.
But you know,
this is you in the movie. Stab.
Yeah. But like, for example, say you have the latest Avengers movie, Avengers Infinity War. That's basically kind of part one of two.
Yeah.
So say that movie ends and then you get furiously angry. And then maybe people got angry. You get furiously angry.
Imagine that people got angry about...
But I'm just saying that's like the halfway point of this particular story. Like any movie, around the halfway point, guess what? Things get at their lowest.
Yeah.
That's what stories do. So
unless
maybe
DC,
just...
then they get lower.
Oh, yeah. No, it's lower and lower still. Oh, that's a fair point. But anyway, but I mean... It's
not enough to warrant threatening somebody.
No,
with physical
exactly.
harm or their physical... threatening their lives. That's
and I know
ridiculous.
It's become, I know there's always been that sort of element to fandom, always, but lately it's gotten way more angry and violent and just
because
like...
people think they have a right to do that.
Yeah.
You know? Like, well, you...
And frankly, harassment campaigns and death threats have been normalized in the last couple of years. And I mean, not to get political or anything, but I mean, like, you know, like post Gamergate, like things are vicious. They're awful.
Yep.
And that normalized things and there were no real consequences. And that just opens the floodgates for people to just be as horrible as they want to be. And it turns out they want to be real horrible.
Mm. All right. So let's jump to the second one, and probably the big one.
Yeah, let's brace ourselves.
Fuck.
I'm fine.
Okay, so James Gunn was fired from Marvel Disney over the tweets that have been... They're not even tweets. I read them a couple of different places that they were like tweets, but they were actually on his website, I guess as comments or something from something else. Whatever. They were on the internet.
Some might have been tweets.
It's all over the place. It's the internet.
There was some controversy years back, like when he was, I think, the first Guardians movie was coming out.
Years.
Yeah. Years. Went a little big bopper on you there.
Hey, buddy, what's that drunk monkey doing flying this plane?
Where he had, you know, he made some comments or jokes or something that were like, I don't know exactly what it was. It's been a while ago, but they were pretty, like, sexist or something like that.
Yeah.
And there was some controversy, and he had like a heartfelt apology and basically said, like, you know, I at years ago I was, you know, being very kind of making a lot of edgy.
Well, yeah, and this
offensive
is the thing.
Jokes.
So basically,
And I've grown past that, and I'm trying to grow as a person, and kind of the whole thing. But anyway,
yeah, like, and it was basically, it was offensive stuff that he had jokes. They were jokes he'd written. There was nothing seriously said, like, go out and hurt people. He wasn't causing people to do stuff.
In fairness, the more recent ones that have come out, some of them are real gross.
So, oh, no, I'm not like, saying that they're not
like,
gross.
Like straight up, pretty sickening.
Oh yeah, they're gross. But at the same time, the context of where, like, he came out of trauma.
Yes.
Yeah, we have to remember
this is the time, posted the time before he was, again, like, making Disney movies.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
he was still purely indie, gross out,
and
horror,
like,
schlock.
I don't know how I feel about this, about, okay, now we've dug up something from X number of years ago from that obviously
right.
he's not doing or saying now.
Mm-hmm. And he has more than once, basically, I don't know if you could say condemned, but he's grown past that, and it does not represent him anymore, and he's apologized for it more than once. But I think we're on the same page on that. It sets a really awful precedent if you can't, if somebody, like, legitimately is evolving and making a point to evolve and grow and actually become a better person.
There's that, and then what it was to begin with.
Yeah, well,
where it's
that.
Not like, oh, I killed someone in the past, but I've grown now.
Yes.
Okay, that's a little different than I made shitty jokes that are not good. They're gross.
Yeah. Oh,
they're gross.
Repellent.
And bad.
They're gross and bad.
I would
but
never,
then,
never defend
you know
what was
like,
good.
And
said.
I guarantee almost every person has made horrible jokes in their past that,
yo.
If they come back now, you'd be like, I said that. Oh, man. Yeah. Okay. I remember saying that. Yeah.
That's
horrible.
That's like the 3 a.m. shame feeling.
Yeah.
Sort of
And that's the thing, too, is that people have to be allowed to evolve and grow. And I'm sorry, but if you said something like 10 years ago, 20 years ago, or something like that, who you were then, like, should that be a sort of Damocles over your head for the rest of your life? Should that, like, destroy your career?
Exactly.
Because you're not the same person, and you should be allowed to grow and change. And, I mean, again, if something does come up, yes, you should have to face it. You should have to apologize for
and
it. You should have to clarify who you are and what you believe. And frankly, that's a good thing. You should be allowed to change and grow and become a better person and represent the fact that you can do that.
Yes.
Because if anything, like, this all, you know what I mean? Like, you have somebody who said maybe said some horrible things in the past and they don't feel that way now and they've grown as a person. And if they're still punished for it.
Yeah.
What's you're basically telling everybody, like, what's the point?
Yeah. Be like, well, everything you ever said. Yeah. Sorry. Everybody has said something horrible.
And
it's humanity. We all do it.
Yeah.
And it's. But then he even said, he's like, I'm a different person. I did these things and said these things to shock, and I myself and my humor have now evolved. I used to make a lot of offensive jokes. I don't anymore. And then Disney, their response is like, this is indefensible and inconsistent with our values, which is fucking hilarious.
Yeah. Well, first of all, it's like, he's not defending himself. He's being honest about it.
Yeah. And it's Disney. Sorry, you have a greater history of being a big shit pile than most companies on the planet.
And a lot of people have pointed out the fact that, I mean, you're still in business with Johnny Depp, who has domestic assault on his record. So somehow that's not as bad as this.
Yeah.
It is worth mentioning.
Apparently, Robert Downey Jr. went through some problems a couple years ago.
No way!
Really?
Oh, weird. And he sort of sorted his life out, became a better person, and Marvel movies were sort of an avenue to him sort of, like, being able to rise above it?
That's weird.
It's really,
really
weird. Worth pointing out, again, try not to get into quote-unquote political stuff, but the person who dug up these tweets...
Oh, I have a whole page
is,
on him.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, yeah.
You're prepared for this.
You have to be...
One of the most wretched human beings in the world.
Yeah, I know. I actually was like, oh, I don't know who this is. And started Googling him and fell down a rabbit hole of that turned out to be a big anus, and I just fell into a shithole.
Oh, it was a Sarlacc pit.
Yes. I fell into the Sarlacc anus.
Yeah.
Well, that was never its mouth.
Oh.
Ooh.
Yuck. So that's Mike Cernovich.
Yes, who is an alt-right. If you, I'm quote. There's quotes around
the quotes,
it.
Yeah.
Alt-right piece of garbage.
Who's like pro man rights?
Yeah,
kind of guy. And just,
also, he was charged with rape in the past, and he has frequently made comments, you know, basically bragging about being a rapist. So he's an actual rapist who is who got somebody fired for making jokes. Good job, Disney.
Yeah, conspiracy. he's been on Alex Jones with his conspiracy theories.
Oh yeah,
numerous times.
Do you want to get into that a little bit?
Yeah, well, like just basically some of the stuff, like his conspiracy theories. South African whites are being exterminated. Obama is a gay atheist.
A gay theist.
South African.
I wore a shirt that says gay theist.
And going back
that seems like good people to me.
Yeah, I'm a check Redbubble. Oh yeah. Oh, there's 12.
Listen, that made me like Obama more.
And going back to South Africa, South African whites have more claim to be native born than blacks.
I feel like you're building up towards something else here too. That if you are not, then I will.
Oh please.
I just want to jump in and say, Gay Theist is actually a band from Portland. Go figure.
Oh well. Well, I kind of want to check them out.
They should be on next week's episode.
Yeah.
Here's a snippet. We have a clip.
There was that Pizzagate conspiracy.
Oh yes.
I'm not going to get into it, but basically.
There was a
Clinton-run pedophile ring based out of a basement in a pizza place, in a building that does not have a basement.
That was him.
He was the one who cooked up this conspiracy theory, which led to some nutcase going there with a gun, trying to kill people.
Yeah.
So this is like a legitimately dangerous, horrendous human being who is doing this purely because James Gunn is openly critical of Trump.
Yeah.
So... good job, Disney.
A couple quotes from Cernovich. Girls don't get it. If an interesting man is looking for good conversation, he'd rather talk to a man. A whore will let her friend ruin your life with false rape case. So why should I care when women are raped?
Wowzers.
Date rape doesn't exist. These are all quotes from Mike Cernovich. The hotter the sex, the more closely it resembles rape.
Gee, I wonder why somebody charged with rape would say these things.
Yes, the only rape culture is Muslim rape culture.
Wow.
And here's the topper. Not the topper. Any of these can be the topper, really. And this isn't a quote, but it's what he apparently supports. He thinks semen has addictive properties, cures depression, and prevents women cheating.
No, it helps make babies.
Yeah.
It's the one thing it does.
Can we do another fuck you, bigot?
Yes.
Fuck you, bigot.
Fuck you, bigot.
Fuck you, a bigot.
So, yeah, there's the point where, again, like, I get it. For starters, these comments, these tweets, whatever, these existed... 5 minutes. Okay. These existed, like, you know, before he was directing Guardians of the Galaxy 1. So, does Disney not vet this stuff? Because, I mean, like, if this dude was able to find it, Disney should have been able to find it and be able to be like, hey, maybe you should scrub this stuff and actually get on top of this and actually, like, not have this turn into a thing. That would have been cool.
They knew they didn't care until...
Yeah. But at the same time, that's clumsy, man.
That's politics.
Yeah.
That's how it works. No one cares until someone points something out. And then if it's a liable thing against your own property, then it becomes an issue. Otherwise, they don't give a shit.
And I'm not...
And that goes not for just the James Gunns of saying something, but if somebody actually does something. If somebody's oh, you beat your wife or you've actually committed sexual assault or something of that sort. They probably wouldn't give a shit until someone pointed out, like, oh, we is inconsistent with our values. Our values being, like, let's treat most of our employees like shit and, you know, like,
Yeah.
Incredible wage and living condition or working conditions and violations in their merchandising factories, outsourcing, not to mention their history of the movies like filled with racism and misogyny and just disgusting values. That it's like, okay, well, if you're going off that, what's gone in the past?
Yeah.
Well, they can't light themselves on fire.
Yes.
Yeah. Anyway, I don't know. It's a weird position.
It's always a choice.
Yeah.
It's a weird position because, I mean, again, I'm a fan of Gunn's work.
Yeah.
I liked him before Marvel, like Slither, stuff like that. I was like, I really enjoyed that. I think he's talented. I commend him trying to grow as a person. In no way defend any of those jokes because, like, legitimately, they made me sick.
Yeah.
Like, it was
they're bad and they're really worse than I thought they would be. But at the same time, when you see something and you're like, okay, that is your past, and you have obviously not done that.
God, no.
It's weird because it's not like he was a young man either.
Well, that's true. He was, yeah, he was, yeah.
But it's
at
also,
least our age.
You also got to think of the time.
Yeah.
The context of his career, the context of when he's doing it in terms of modern culture at that point.
Yeah.
What was going on? Where was he working? Like,
at South Park Studios.
Yeah. He's working at fucking Troma.
Which is bad taste central. That's the entire point, being as offensive and gross as humanly possible. Yeah, and that is the environment.
Wait, are you trying to tell me that surf Nazis mustn't die? Because I'm pretty sure they must die.
They must die every time. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm not defending that, but I mean, like, I'm sorry, you're getting played by...
You're getting into somebody's...
Yes. Into... And it's very dangerous because if you give in to these people, it's never going to stop. And he's emboldened. He's going after anyone he could find, anything he can even construe as offensive. He's just trying to destroy the careers of anyone who's critical of authoritarianism, effectively.
Yeah.
So you're playing a dangerous game with a much bigger picture. And it would have been nice if maybe you addressed it and
and backed up your own gun.
Yeah. But I mean, like, again, like,
see what I did there?
I don't get it.
All right.
His statement was...
Backed up your own James?
His statement was very fair.
Yeah.
His statement was very fair, and I think it was very honest, and it was very, like, contrite, and it is in its way commendable, because everybody should try to be better than who they used to be.
Yeah.
And maybe you should defend that and actually try to spin it into something positive instead of giving in to who is effectively, like, a political terrorist.
Yes.
Good job, Disney.
Buzzer.
So I hope I didn't, like...
Brian, do you have anything to add?
I didn't jump all over that, but I apparently had a lot to...
No, my system. I toned myself down as much as I was going to be like... I wasn't sure how that was going to go. I'll be honest. I wasn't sure if you were going to be like, f*** that guy.
I mean, like, I'm, you know, King SJW, but...
Well, that's what I, you know, like...
It's not a patriarchy, Dick.
Archduke. Can I be Archduke now?
Oh, you people.
Anyway. But, no, I agree. It's like, there is context.
Did you just assume I was a person? I'm a hologram.
There is context.
Exactly. All I mean, like, it's like you. It's like yeah.
So
should we wrap this up?
I think.
As of recording, we're only halfway through the weekend of San Diego Comic Con.
Yeah.
So there's probably other stuff that happened. Sorry.
So the next 3 weeks of news are going to be just balder.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be nothing that actually happened.
It's going to be, like, local news. I saw a dog.
Yeah. There are 15
cats
in my neighborhood.
Yes, I will tell you about the dog later, Bryce.
I'm very excited. I just lit up. I'm like, how about that dog?
It was standing on 2 feet, like, most of the time.
Oh, my God. Like a regular Rory Calhoun.
All right, so, yeah.
Yeah, let's go home.
Yeah.
All right. I'm Merk. You can find me at merkasylum.ca, MERKASYLUM.ca. Merk on Facebook, Merkanaut, like astronaut, on Instagram, Merk Asylum on Twitter. On my website, there's graphic novels and t-shirts and stuff, and yeah.
I'm Bri Kotick. You can check out my comic Welcome to Hereafter at welcometohereafter.com. That's crazy. It updates on Tuesdays, and I listen, probably, hopefully, it will actually be updating again very soon. I had
back.
Yeah, I know. It's been
welcome back.
Had a busy little stretch. Back.
Kotick.
That.
Welcome back, Mr. Kotick.
Oh,
I believe we have an episode title. Welcome back, Mr. Kotick.
Fantastic. It was busy for a while, but I've started a new job, and it seems like it's going to be a nice balance. I'm feeling very positive about things.
He's standing on the edge of tomorrow. Today.
Who knew today, you would love exotic dancing so much?
I think everybody knew I would. Oh. So yeah, I'm pretty excited about that. We're going to be moving forward. So just welcome to Rafter.com.
Always forward. Never back.
What is that?
Luke Cage.
Oh, okay, thank you. Well, it was pop, right?
Yeah.
And I am Kyle Lees. You can check my stuff out at thekylelees.com or just by looking up my name. It's The Kyle Lees. I make comics and art prints and t-shirts and all sorts of stuff like that. You can buy it and you can have it in your house. It could be in your house right now.
You can wear it on your body.
It's already in the house.
Yeah.
Have you checked on the children? They're wearing my t-shirts.
All of these kids are Thunder Bay famous.
This one kid is really into a nihilist.
That's a cool kid.
Yeah, that's Rory.
That's true. These are all right. Actual references.
We will talk to you next week when we'll have more segments.
Yes.
There's too much news.